We have seen extreme events, especially this year, wiping out economies and destroying small islands. Dominica was one example, but we have seen it also in the United States of America. We have seen it in India, in Pakistan. The world is in shock today with extreme events, and it will not be possible for us to just watch what is going on. We need to build better, and we need to organize ourselves so that when another event occurs, and there will be more, that we do not see the destruction, the level of destruction that we have observed today. The world has done great in terms of preparedness in reducing the number of human deaths and the human losses, but we are not doing good in terms of reducing the impact on our economy and the impact on our agriculture or the impact on our infrastructure. It is very important for local communities that make their living on agriculture to know that they will have to adapt to conditions whereby in 1 year they may have a drought, and in the same year they may have floods. And these waves of multiple shocks are foreseen by scientists as increasing in the future.
In the discussions that you've just attended, there was a focus on Africa, where many communities are not as resilient. What should government do in that regard to become more resilient?
First of all, governments will have to put in place regulations and norms, and to communicate to communities so that they know what is going on. They need to be better prepared as communities, and governments have a huge responsibility in improving the preparedness of these communities, in improving their own preparedness as governments. When you live in a city which is likely to be affected by sea level rise, communities alone cannot address that issue. Governments will have to prepare it. They will have to prepare the alert systems. They will have to prepare the response to the disaster. And they will have to prepare communities so that they can respond as quickly as possible and be eventually relocated or displaced whenever it is appropriate. So it is a whole process that needs to be done. We see that in Africa, the Sahel, Eastern Africa, Southern Africa are being hit by severe droughts. And any time there's a drought, the economy goes down. Why? Because the GDP is closely linked to the production system. Africa is a continent that lives primarily from the primary sector, from agriculture, from fisheries and so forth. And these shocks, they bring the production down, the level of production down. And whenever the production is down, the economy is down. So you see the wave and the correlation between these years of shocks with the reduction of the economic growth. So it will be very important for governments first to understand, and for communities to be better informed, but at the same time for the private sector to come in, because it will be important for the private sector to invest on infrastructures, on agricultural programs that can resist to these shocks.
And speaking of business, how do we bring the private sector into this equation?
The private sector is already there. What we need to do is to help the private sector understand that they need to shift. Most of the funding of development is coming from the private sector, from banks, from insurers and so forth. What has to happen as of now is for everybody to understand that the paradigm is shifting. So investing on projects that are fossil fuel based, on all types of projects, is not good business anymore. The good business, the best private sector companies are those whose CEOs are able to actually foresee and are able to anticipate and have a vision so that to invest on projects that are more resilient, on projects that will not be destroyed by the first disaster to come, and on projects where business will be run and for their partners to be able to pay back and take again additional loans or additional investments. So it is important for the private sector to come in. Today in the world, we need $1.5 trillion per year to actually build a society, a low carbon economy. So far, $750 billion have been mobilized per year, but we need to actually fill the glass. And that is where divestments will happen from old technologies, from old operations that are no longer climate resilient, to actually divest from this and invest in the new technologies and in the new operations that will resist to climate and that will fulfill the needs of our communities.